Welcome to the Equine Treadmill. I'm Neil. I'm a first-year veterinary student here at Cornell. Obviously, this is the Equine Treadmill. It's a Sato treadmill purchased from Sweden in 1986. It can reach speeds up to 45 miles per hour, which is pretty much just as fast as a thoroughbred racehorse can go. Abby today is a thoroughbred cross. She won't get quite that fast for you, but she will show several gaits. The other interesting thing about this particular treadmill is that it actually will incline, allowing a horse that may not be able to reach those high speeds to still be able to put forth and exert quite a bit in effort to allow us to better clinically diagnose certain conditions, which is the main reason that we have the treadmill here. Respiratory problems are very common in horses. Certainly racehorses racing at top speeds can have a variety of issues. Roaring or dorsal displacement of the soft palate are two very common disorders we see that may be much more difficult to diagnose, even if we can put an endoscope down the horse's nose and look at the soft palate and larynx. These conditions are much easier seen while a horse is moving, and this problem of dorsal displacement of the soft palate especially may right itself when a horse comes back down to racing speed. Often you'll see, if you go to a racehorse, you'll see horses having their tongues tied. That's a condition they're trying to prevent. Other clinical scenarios that we can diagnose on this treadmill include cardiac problems, much like a human stress test. We can take blood before and blood after and see certain enzyme levels. We can also hook up EKG leads and use these monitors that you see all around here to monitor a cardiac function. We can also see the camera on the scope that will be in the horse at speed to assess those respiratory conditions. As you might have guessed though, a lot of problems with horses are simple lameness issues. And while it is commonplace for a person just to have someone trot a horse back and forth, and our excellent clinicians here can diagnose many conditions just from that, seeing the horse from 360 degrees and at many different speeds on a treadmill makes that diagnosis of many lameness conditions easier as well. Additionally, you'll see Abby today is not a horse with any clinical problem. It's a normal horse that allows students like myself and the others today to see what that normal anatomy is, so that when we get to a position where we can diagnose those problems, we know what normal looks like. You'll also notice that Abby today will be wearing Sigafoos Luon shoes, which we've noticed are much more durable and stay on better to prevent problems with concussion and the force that is exerted by a treadmill. I would encourage everyone to take a look at the farrier around the corner. Mike Wildestein is a fantastic farrier. He'll be making shoes all day, and you can feel free to ask him questions about that as well. In a few minutes, we will bring Abby in, and she will walk on the treadmill, then proceed to a trot and a canter for you. After that point, feel free to ask me any questions. Our team of veterinary students would be more than happy to field any questions and best answer them. So without further ado.
Sorry, safety person over here. I forgot to mention, if you want to take pictures, no flashes while she's on the treadmill. And also, in addition to trying not to touch the rope, we ask that everyone be quiet, no screams, screeches, anything like that. Horses are kind of big, scaredy cats. So we don't want her to spook, because when a big scaredy cat gets scared, it's there's a lot to deal with. So
we're going to bring her in. She'll do her thing. Then when she's done, we're going to leave her out the front door. So during that time, we just ask that everyone stay quiet and still. And once she's out, we'll be more than willing to take any questions, and then you'll be free to leave. Okay? All right. So. afraid to use the treadmill?
It generally takes only about 5 minutes. Horses know the command to walk. They slowly start to move the treadmill, and they just by nature, actually it's almost a reflex function that they actually will begin to walk, and within 8 to 10 minutes we can actually get most horses up and cantering.
She didn't look very comfortable. They have no problems with it. You know, I mean, obviously, if we're diagnosing a problem and they're hurt and it hurts, it's probably not the most comfortable thing, but it's for the best thing for them so that we can figure out what the problem is and treat it. So, but she's healthy. She's fine.
She just didn't look that. You know, it's not natural. You know.
I think it was more like she just kind of throwing her head, looking at the people. I don't think she's used to all the people and stuff, but she was pretty good. Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
I think it's kind of hang. Sometimes there are a lot of factors they use for different, depending on how you're testing and wires and stuff. And I think all the TVs and stuff are hooked up, certain like endoscopes, and if they're trying to hear certain things, it's going to be that amplified. What we're doing with Abby here, she's been doing all of them, and it's pretty light, as you saw, like it was only for about a minute. Some of them, if we're really doing some invasive like diagnostics, and they can be on this for an hour with some breaks, and we usually do that once a day. We don't want to push them too much. So depends on what we're doing. Abby today is probably an exception where we're going to use her 4 times today, but it's really only for about a minute. And she's an older pro at this, so that wasn't her top speed or anything.
How fast is the treadmill, though?
Now? I actually know Caitlin would know. She was running it. I don't... Maybe, like, 15?
Yeah, I would guess less than 20
like
miles.
Less than 20. I would say probably about 15.
She was still at a light canter.
Yeah. So. You have another question? No?
Why does she have the blue-on shoes?
The things on her legs or the shoes?
No, the blue-on shoes. Said Mike Wilkinson put gluons on her.
Those work best with the treadmill.
They use them clinically as well for navicular and other disorders. Just they do a great job of preventing concussion and taking away some of that impact. So any horses with caudal heel pain, they're commonly used. Just seems to be something that will stay on well, and you don't have to worry about nails moving or having any other issue.
You should give them 45 minutes
to
rest and then do it again.
That's a lot. You want to do that?
No.
No? Alright, well, we'll ask Abby. I don't know what she's going to say, though.
Have you had any horses pull shoes on or any blue-on shoes yet?
I haven't. Have you seen any?
No,
I haven't.
I haven't. They do a really great job of staying on. I've actually had my own horse in blue-on shoes, and they're
That's
just as durable.
That doesn't mean horses can't.
I have a horse that's daily and he keeps pulling off.
Thank you.